Perhaps he's feeling the march of time. Essayist Tim Brooks lately has been noticing things his 9-year-old daughter Maddie knows that he didn't when he was that age.
I'm not counting things that I couldn't have known in 1962, like how to operate painting software or a TV remote, or the things she knows by traveling, which is much cheaper these days, or the things I've taught her. I'm amazed by what she's learnt by herself. She's alert to the world in a way I never was. Smells, colours, textures. She can recognise the scent of chamomile or rosemary. In the fabric shop, I asked her to distinguish between the blue of her shirt and the blue of a fabric. I'd call this cobalt blue, she said. This is more like cadet blue. She knows clothing. She's unafraid of fashion. This week, her hair has indigo highlights. Her assortment of clothing, long blue skirt, spaghetti strap top, bandana, sandals, has a junk shop flair I'd never have tried. All my life I waited to dye my hair, and now it's too late. She knows her way around. She notices signs and arrows, remembers directions. She knows the date. She can estimate time. Shouldn't we be going soon? She asks, a polite reminder. She's aware of responsibilities. She looked out of the window the morning after torrential rain caused minor mudslides and called me over. I think you're going to have to drain the pond, she said. It's the colour of tea. At her age, what did I know? I knew the capitals of the world, the fighters and bombers and battleships of World War II. I knew that my father, my brother and I should use the same bathwater in turn. Our family and all of Britain still living in the shadow of the war, the austerity years. I knew to eat liver, heart, tongue, kidney. I knew not to complain. I also knew that knowledge was a weapon. Adults used it against children. Our teachers set us against each other in the fight for knowledge. I learnt to use knowledge to get ahead, to put others down. Maddie's greatest achievement is to know that she should follow a different curriculum. When I started seeing coloured flashes in the corner of my eye and was terrified this meant another round of retinal surgery, she knew to curl up next to me and hold my thumb in her small hand. For my part, I've been learning from her. The other day I lay on the rug and she lay back against me as if I were a pillow or a grassy bank. After I had the best education in the world, I said, I grew up to be a backrest for my daughter. She chuckled and slapped me gently, as she does when I make a bad joke. But I wasn't really joking. This was the perfect trajectory for all I know.